Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. During this Christmas season, it is such a good time to examine the scriptures that speak about the birth of Jesus and all of its implications. One interesting revelation that we see about God Himself is revealed to us through the name Emmanuel. In Matthew chapter 1, we find the place where the birth of Christ is described. In verse 18, we begin. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. This scripture that was being quoted from the Old Testament is found in Isaiah 7:14. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel. And Matthew, the writer of this gospel, translates the word for us, which is translated God with us. The name Emmanuel, God with us, is filled with promise for the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We live in a world where there is a constant battle, a constant assault from every side to take our eyes off of God, to walk in a way that's not pleasing to God, to find ourselves caught up in worldly and fleshly endeavors and try to deal with them in the strength of our flesh. And yet we have this magnificent promise for our life every single day. And it's the promise of Emmanuel, God with us. God wants you to experience every single day the power behind Emmanuel, God with you. Do you recognize daily that God is with you? Or do you feel when you're walking through your day, dealing with difficulties at work, struggling with family issues at home, that God is far away and you are left to your own devices to try to work out the problems in your life, then you have not had a revelation and understanding about Emmanuel, God with us. This is a promise to the believer that we do not walk through this world alone. Hebrews 13:5 reminds us of the promise from God, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Emmanuel, God with us. You have Emmanuel with you every day, 24 hours a day. If you have given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, accepted his sacrifice for you, if you've received his forgiveness and you've been born again, made new, not because you're so good or you've done something right, but because he's so good and his righteousness was given to you the moment you confessed your sin to him, accepted him as your savior, and came into relationship with him, you were blessed with Emmanuel, God with you. But what does that look like in the earth today? David Wilkerson, who's the pastor of the Times Square Church in New York City and founder of the tremendous drug rehabilitation ministry called Teen Challenge, wrote about the name Emmanuel in his excellent book called Hallowed Be Thy Names. I want to read a passage from his writings because it has such profound understanding of what it looks like in a person's life if that individual embraces Emmanuel, God, with us. I'll read now a passage from Dave Wilkerson's writings. He writes, "Picture a Christian man who has been delivered from pornography. He has enjoyed a year or so of consistent victory over his former habit. Then one day, he walks by a video store and sees tapes in the window that stir up his old lusts. The demonic entity assigned to him is aware of his old weakness, and now he comes against that saint with every weapon in his arsenal. He lures the man toward an X-rated video, and the man picks it up and takes it home. Imagine the report this evil messenger brings back to Satan. He tells the adversary, 'For a half hour, this man feasted his eyes on pornography on his video player. His old lusts were inflamed. But then, out of nowhere, he began crying out, "Oh, Jesus, help me." Then it happened. Suddenly, the man leaped out of his chair, ejected the tape, and tore it apart with his bare hands. Then he walked through his apartment, shouting, "I'm free, I'm free." The little demonic spirit goes on and tells Satan, "I thought I had him. I thought he was finished. But Emmanuel showed up when he called, and I was tossed out on my head. God was with this man." Dave Wilkerson goes on to explain, "God never forsook that man for a single moment during his trial. Emmanuel, King Jesus, sat with him the whole time. He was with him in that video store, on the way home, in his living room when he watched the video. And faithfully, Jesus came when his broken servant cried out, 'Help me, Lord.'" This is a beautiful example of the reality of Emmanuel, God with us. God knows that we live in the middle of a battle, and it's a battle for your soul. It's a battle for your heart every day of your life. But if you have a constant awareness of Emmanuel, God with you, you can take hold of the strength and the power that is available to you when you call upon that name, because God has promised he will never leave you or forsake you, even if you're in the middle of the worst temptation of your life, such as this man who is struggling with pornography. You can cry out, "Oh, Emmanuel, help me." And God, who is with you, will come to your aid. He waits. He does not force himself upon you because he's given you a free will, but he's made available to you his presence, his power, the reality of who he is, the strength that he has, and the grace that he has to allow you to walk through victoriously any temptation or trial you may face in your life. The battle that we face in life may take many different types of forms, not all like the temptation to fall into the sin of pornography. It may be more subtle, such as being attacked with the spirit of fear. Many people don't recognize that giving in to a spirit of fear is sin just as much as giving in to a spirit of lust is sin. For example, if you are suddenly assaulted in your mind with thoughts of death, of being stricken with cancer, of your children being killed in a car accident, of losing your spouse, understand that Jesus has commanded us in his word, "Fear not." And yet, if you give in to that thought process, that assault on your mind, and begin to engage in fearful thoughts, it's no different than engaging in lust-filled thoughts, because both are sin to God. But you have Emmanuel, God with you, who can help you in those moments. When the arrow of Satan, the fiery dart, comes at you to give in to fearful thoughts about your health, your life, your children, your spouse, That's when you must resist those thoughts by crying out, Emmanuel, God who is with me, help me now. God will give you grace at those moments. It's as if he came and plucked those arrows out himself and turned back the enemy, the adversary of your soul. But you must recognize and embrace Emmanuel, God with you. If God is for you, who can be against you? That is the promise of the Word of God. He will never leave you or forsake you. That is the promise of the Word of God. Whatever you are facing today, pressure from without, pressure from within, thoughts of fear, thoughts of anxiety, financial pressure, temptation to sin in any form, cry out, Emmanuel, help me. You promised you'd be with me. I know that you came and you're with me now. I put my trust in you, and the grace of God will flood your soul. Cry out, Emmanuel. It's not just a beautiful name that was given to describe the coming of the Savior into the world. It's a reality for you today. If you've placed your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, the best gift in the whole world. I pray that this Christmas season will be a season of revelation for you of the goodness and the love of God, because there's no wound so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no sin so dark that Christ cannot forgive it, no bondage so great that Christ cannot break it off of your life. Cry out now, Emmanuel, God with you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.